Blog Talk Radio.
All praise and magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Prayer Army on the Blog Talk Radio. And we are so excited to be able to come again to be with you. I'm telling you, since our last meeting, there have been so many wonderful things happening. And we give God all the praise for what he's doing. And all of the victory in Jesus' mighty name. Now, before we go any further, let's bow our head in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just come this evening. We just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for everything. We thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing even now. Father, there's nobody like you. Can't nobody do what you do. You're such an amazing, marvelous, magnificent, and mighty God. And we bless your name, Almighty God. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name is to be praised. We bless your name, Almighty God. Father, just have your way and do what only you can do in this place. We bless your name, Almighty God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way. Bless your name, Almighty God. There's absolutely nobody like you. Can't nobody do what you do. You are automatically lovely. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, your name is to be praised. And we thank you, Father. We bless your name, Almighty God. And we thank you. Father, just have your way on the broadcast today. Just do what only you can do. Pour out your spirit. Send forth your anointing and your grace. Father, if somebody needs you today to lift up a head, no doubt that's been hung down, we ask you to send forth your healing virtue today and do what only you can do. We give you praise. We bless your name and we thank you for this. And we call it done in the mighty name of Jesus. And let everybody say, amen. Amen. Oh, my, what a wonderful, wonderful Lord we serve on today. And happy November, everyone. It's a wonderful month just to be able to give God praise and to bless him in all of our ways. Now, you please get your Bible and turn with us today for the next 13 minutes, hopefully. The Lord said the same. We would like to read from the Holy Scriptures, and let's read along together. Let's look in the book of Psalms. Let's start with Psalms 121, and let's read it along together. All right, Psalm 121. Some of you probably know it by heart. Yes, and that's a good thing. But this is where we are as of right now. All right, Psalm 121. We have many different versions and translations. Amen. But we'll be using the King James, the KJV, okay? Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out, coming in, from this time forth, and even forevermore. Oh, blessed be that wonderful, matchless, magnificent, and all glorious name of the Lord. Father, we thank you for your word, knowing that your word is true, knowing that we can count on you, we can depend on you, we can turn our eyes to you because you always do what you say. Father, so in knowing who you are, that you are the greatest promise keeper there is, we will lift up our eyes unto you. Because it's from you, Lord, that our help comes. Lord, our help comes from you. You're the one who made heaven and earth. Lord, you will never suffer our foot to be moved. Oh, God, you will never suffer our foot to be moved. Because, Lord, you keepeth all of us. Those that trust in you, you keep us, and you will not slumber. You never slumber. Oh, we thank you, Father, because of who you are. You are such a keeper. Lord, you are the greatest keeper there is. Talking about keeper, that's who you are. You know how to keep. You know how to keep Israel. You know how to keep America, because you never slumber. You never sleep. Father, you are the shade upon our right hand. Oh, Lord, we give you praise. We bless your name. The sun shall not smite us by day, nor the moon by night. Oh, God, you will preserve us. You will preserve our soul. You will preserve us from all evil. Hallelujah. We give you praise. Father, we thank you because you're the Lord that even preserves our going out and our coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. And we just say thank you, and we give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise for what you're doing even now. We magnify your name, oh, mighty God. Ah, yes, why not just clap your hands and give him praise, thank him for his wonderful word towards us. I'm telling you, what a mighty God. Oh, yes, he is all that and even more. Now, if you want to, let's just see what else is coming across on the portal today in the Word of God, and what else is God saying to us on this wonderful first day of November. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is such an incredible God. You see, and the Lord wants to talk to you. He wants to talk to you, and he wants to talk to me. And he is the greatest talker there is. He wants to talk with us day and night. And the reason why he wants to talk, not necessarily criticize or some of the things that some people do whenever they want to talk. You know you're in trouble when some folk want to talk because they don't want to talk unless, you know, you've done something that requires a scolding or a correction. But the Lord, he is just simply open to talk to you day and night. He wants to spend time with you. He wants to hear your voice. He wants you to rejoice in his presence. He wants you to rejoice about who he is. And he loves you. The Lord loves you. The Lord loves me. And he loves conversation with us. He loves to have conversation with us. And he wants us to so love him with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. He looks forward to spending time with you. And he wants to know, are you really looking forward to spending time with him? He is an incredible, marvelous, wonderful, terrific, mighty, powerful God. And he can do anything. There's absolutely nothing too hard for our God. And he just wants to talk to you, my dear friend. Not only does he want to talk to you, but he wants to help you. He wants to guide you. Glory be to God. I'll tell you, he just wants you to delight yourself in him. And when you delight yourself in him, he's going to do that back to you. He's going to delight himself in you. My Lord, you talking about a two-way conversation? You and the Lord having a conversation? My Lord, it's like being on a holy journey. It's like a holy adventure. You and the Lord. My God, what an awesome time. Beautiful and precious. Oh, my God, it's more precious than all the riches. Glory be to God that you could ever save or put up. Glory be to God, having that relationship with him and being on that holy journey with him. Glory be to God. And whenever you're listening to him, wow, what a most treasured thing and experience and adventure. And the Lord is speaking to us right now. He's speaking to you. He's speaking to me. Glory be to God. He is placing his thoughts into our thought life. Glory be to God. He's speaking to us. He is speaking, and all we have to do is listen. And he speaks in so many languages. He has so many ways of getting our attention. but he's speaking, and are you listening? Glory be to God. And when he gives us those thoughts, his thoughts, he just wants us to embrace them. Embrace them as our own. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And just gobble up his word. Just gobble it up and just let it, you know, absorb all throughout your spirit and your soul. And then just begin to breathe in his breath. His breath is the breath. Breathe it in. Breathe it in. I'm telling you, it is such a wonderful thing to talk to the Lord. And he wants you to talk to him. He wants me to talk to him. He wants us to just take a moment out of our busyness and just talk to him. Because you know what? He alone has the power to change whatever needs to be changed, transformed, redirected. Glory be to God in our lives. He is the miracle worker. He can create miracles when there are no miracles. He has a way of working things out for the good. He says, look, I know the plans I have for you. Plans that are going to do what? That's going to be good for you. Good plans. Plans going to establish you. Plans are going to bring you to a well-establishment. He's not about trying to bring you harm, but he is all about trying to bring you good. He is our good God, and his goodness endures forever. Now, let's just bow our head in a word of prayer. Hallelujah, because we're here. Glory to God. We're going to have to go in a moment. But, Father, we thank you right now for everyone who's listening. Thank you for the prayer army and those that are out in the field and in the trenches and those that are in missions and all of the wonderful prayer warriors who are doing an incredible job. Lord, we lift up every prayer warrior and all the prayer armies. We lift them up name by name and one by one. We trust you to them, Lord. Hallelujah, you to bring the victory in whatever they're faced with today. We thank you, we praise you, and we bless your name. And the victory is ours because you have already given the victory. And it is so in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you for taking the moment that we could just have this nice chat. And we look forward to the next time that we're able, amen, to share with you. In the meantime, we will continue to visit with the other prayer armies and the prayer cells and the prayer chapters and check in and see what everybody else is doing. In the meantime, stay encouraged. We love you all. Look to see you again soon. God bless. Bye-bye now.